This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You are with Kelvin and Lynn on the evening edition. And now it's time for Market Wrap with Nadira Matrang. Malaysia's trade figures were released earlier today. These are data for last year. And looking back to 2018, total trade reached 1.9 trillion ringgit. And the target for 2019 was 2 trillion. Did we hit that number?
Well, 2019 was a year dominated by the US-China trade war, and we also saw trade friction between Japan and South Korea, who are all our major trading partners. So all in all, the year 2019 seemed to carry the theme of trade protectionism. We didn't quite hit the 2 trillion ringgit target, but the International Trade and Industry Ministry is still quite happy with the 1.8 trillion figure that Malaysia chalked up. And it's also important to note that this is 10 straight years of registering total trade of over 1 trillion ringgit. So needless to say that because of the overall decline, our total exports also fell 1.7% while imports declined 3.5%. And this is basically means we have a trade surplus of 137 billion, 11% wider than in 2018. So a surplus means we export more than we import. So more details from the presentation today showed a slower demand from our major trading partners like Singapore, Hong Kong and the EU. Also, we saw commodity prices falling in last year. We're talking about CPO and crude oil, but these have somewhat recovered by now.
So we noticed that there's also been a shift in our major trading partners, right? Like you were talking about. I mean, Singapore has traditionally been the main one, obviously because of proximity. But now China has surpassed Singapore in terms of exports. Is that a concern given the US-China trade war and now also the coronavirus outbreak?
So that was the question we posed to the Deputy International Trade and Industry Minister, Dr. Ong Kian Ming, earlier today. So China has been Malaysia's largest trading partner for 11 consecutive years. And last year, our exports to China hit 315.19 billion ringgit, surpassing Singapore. But the Deputy Minister says we're still okay with China accounting for 17% of Malaysia's total trade. And he also emphasized the importance of diversification. This was his comment.
Even though China has surpassed Singapore as our largest export destination, the overall figure is still less than 20%. So there's no one market that represents more than 20% of our exports or our imports. It still shows that we have a relatively diversified trading relationship with our major trading partners. And in relation to perhaps some of the uncertainties that we see, you know, vis-a-vis China because of the virus, I would say from a more economically realistic standpoint, this would also make Chinese companies and also multinational companies think about their risk diversification strategy. And from that perspective, I think Malaysia, within the context of ASEAN, can also be beneficiaries in that sense of risk diversification, of not wanting to put all your eggs in one basket in terms of your manufacturing output. And I think this is something that would be part and parcel of how we want to position ourselves.
That was Dr. Ong Kian Ming, the Deputy International Trade and Industry Minister. And moving on to Bursa, Datasonic Group was one of the gainers today. What's the update?
So Datasonic has secured a project worth about 7 million ringgit from the Home Ministry. The one-year contract is to supply the Immigration Department with 16 units of eGate with facial recognition system at the Malaysia-Singapore entry and exit points. The contract also coincided with the announcement of a new substantial shareholder, Azlan Abdul Kadir, who holds a 6.5% stake in Datasonic through Demi Mekar Sinjan Bahat. So at the close today, Datasonic was up 6.3% at 1 ringgit 53 cent.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.